It's time to unplug from the politics. It's Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music, Saturday night, broadcasting to southern Wisconsin and eastern Wisconsin. Devil Radio 92.7 FM here in Madison, 101 FM The Shaw in Waukesha, and 540 AM WAUK, and worldwide on the Devil Radio app. In fact, you can choose if you want to listen to the Madison stream or the Waukesha stream. It's pretty cool. Of course, the full progressive talk lineup here during the weekdays here at Devil Radio. You can check out that at devilradio.com. devilradio927.com. Rocker, go ahead. I'm done talking now.
All right, really. Thank you, Jimmy.
Really, I'm done talking now.
I was waiting patiently. Hey, we're here live in the Devil's Lair with Jay Marsden and Joe. As a sound engineer for over a decade, I'm sure you've seen just about everything in the studio. What is your most memorable band recording snafu?
Oh man, I mean,
we want to know the dirt.
I'm trying to think. So I have recorded with Dano. You know,
Oh, yeah.
We did all.
Was
a lot
he
of the,
nude?
I can't remember because there were so many times.
If he was nude, you would remember.
I mean, but I'm saying there's just so many times. It's like, when was he not?
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, there's definitely potential there. But, so that's always fun doing all the Maximus stuff with him. But I think one of the biggest things is like, you got that take, right?
Funny story. I took Leona to a party, I think, when Blair Street. You're familiar with Blair Street.
I am, yeah.
Dano and the roommates threw a big party there, and it was one of the first times I think Leona met Dano. And here comes Dano out of the bedroom, butt naked in the living room, you know, just walking around. And Leona's like, does he know he's naked?
Oh, yes, he does. He's
proud of it.
Swinging from the rafters at Maybash. There's lots of things swinging.
That is funny. Did you have any snafu moments during your own recording? I hear there may be a behind-the-scenes video, and then you might swear a lot, but don't swear here.
No swearing. But, yeah, there will be a nice little cut clip that we'll put together of plenty of different bombs of me getting really frustrated take after take after take. And I think, like, on their own, it's just kind of like, oh, that guy can deal with it. But when they're cut back to back to back, I think it'll be pretty funny. So.
Do you think you do more takes because you're the producer? Or, like, if you had a producer, would you have done less?
Oh, that's a great question. I feel like I will keep going until I know it is right. It feels right to me. So I don't know if that threshold is the same or different than a producer's. I feel like it might be more so, but I guess it would depend on the producer. So I think that I probably have a pretty high threshold of, like, got to get it, like, at least this good.
Now, have you seen the movie Get Back yet with the Beatles?
No, I haven't yet. I do want to watch it. So
I ask a lot of the artists because it's so neat to watch, you know, those guys really record kind of, you know, like a local band, really. They kind of do get back. But one of the things on one of the albums, Oh Darling song, I heard that Paul McCartney literally came in every day and tried every way to sing that song to get those vocals absolutely perfect. And he did it many, many, many days in a row on his back, sitting in a chair, standing up. He did it every which way. So I know you can just get carried away. But you got to find that right one, right?
Yeah, and maybe it was worth it for that song in the end.
I think so.
Because, I mean, come on.
Well, let's get back to some live music with Jay Marsden in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Joe, this next song is called All I Wanted. Is this song about a Kmart layaway plan?
Blue Light Special.
So this song is off my first album, Gravity, and it kind of ties into the whole theme of that album. It's probably one of the oldest songs I had written. And this song at that moment in the storyline of that album is kind of like the recognition of the character finding that, you know, after they left and came back, everything was kind of there where they had it originally all along. That's kind of the basis of this song. So.
You mean like aisle 16?
It's like, oh, man, I can swear I was here before. And I was staring right at this same section. And, you know, it just finally pops up. You go and ask somebody, and, yeah, they're, like, right there. And they walk you back to the same spot you were staring at for 20 minutes, you know.
Let's check it out right now. It's Jay Marston live in the Devil's Lair, Devil Radio 92.7.
All I ever really wanted to need. around the stars far beyond your moon. Gravity was here to see.
Beautiful. Jay Marston live in the Devil's Lair. 608-286-2992. 286-2992. Got a question for Joe. Just want to call him up and tell him he's awesome because he's awesome, you know?
Jimmy, you know what I always wanted to put on layaway at Kmart? I wanted the K-part, like, all-in-one stereo, you know, and, like, it had the radio tuner, it had the
dual cassette player.
Yeah, and the
turntable
record,
in the back.
Turntable, yeah. You know, the whole thing. My mom wouldn't let me get it. I'm glad she didn't let me get it because, you know, that was a terrible name brand.
It probably would have worked still, maybe. Maybe we're using it right now to do live radio. Who knows?
Joe, I noticed that when you're playing here, I'm hearing two guitars at one time, and you only have two arms and 10 fingers. I'm wondering how this is working, or maybe people are out there wondering how that works.
So I have a looper pedal, which allows me to record snippets of whatever I choose and then play it back and perform over it. And it can let me do multiple layers of that even. So up to now, I've just done the one layer to play leads over. But maybe some more is coming up.
Oh, nice. Loops.
The loopy loops.
Loop de loop. I'm feeling a little loopy, Jimmy.
It's that vodka that you make.
Joe, where can we find everything Jay Marsden online?
So jmarsdenmusic.com is my website, so it's kind of my central hub for everything. I got Facebook, Jay Marsden Music, Instagram I'm on a lot, posting or just wasting my life. so that's mostly where you can find me. Definitely the hub for everything at jmarsdenmusic.com, iTunes, and you know, everywhere else, you know, streaming, you can find my music as well.
And that's J, the letter J.
The letter J.
And then Marsden, M-A-R...
S-D-E-N.
Okay.
Got it.
Marsden.
Like, J Marsden, yes.
Like a den on Mars.
Exactly.
But backwards.
Exactly.
What's in the future for J Marsden? Will the Wall of Funk ever stand again?
Wall of Funk.
Probably not, sadly.
Oh, no.
We've talked about things here and there, but I think we've all just kind of, you know, moved on in different ways. We're all friends still, but as far as, like, musically, you know, just have pursued different things. So, you know, but fortunately, I still have a good relationship with those guys. And like I said, Cal, who drummed for us in Wall of Funk, will hopefully be playing with me live on some of these songs.
Was there any Wall of Funk songs in your solo repertoire that you have, or?
I don't do any currently. Yeah. I have in the past, and I've considered doing some, but you know, when I need, like, more material to buff out, like, a 2-3 hour set sort of thing, I might pull some in, but normally I'm trying to do more of my own stuff when I'm playing solo, at least. But good point.
Have you done any covers just from anybody? You need a song to fill some time or whatever?
Oh, totally, yeah. Lots of covers. I love playing covers. It's kind of what spurred a lot of me wanting to play guitar, is wanting to play other people's music that I love. So, I play tons of covers. I'm trying to think of, like, off the top of my head, it's, like, hard to name because they're all over the board. But, like, Queens of the Stone Age, I'll do some Queen songs, or really random ones. I do The Skies in Love by Burt Bacharach. That's a fun one to do.
Yeah.
Well, you're missing out.
There was the one year where you all did the Red Hot Chili Peppers for Bombastica at the Frequency. That was a good time.
My. Well, that's a memory throwback, Jimmy.
Yes, the Red Hot.
I drank a lot of Rocker Vodka that night.
I think everybody did. And it showed because, of course, you came out on stage with just a sock.
I wish we would have done that. We contemplated that so hard for so long, and I think all of us were like, "How are they getting that to? How did they really get that to stay on?" Because I wasn't confident that I wouldn't get arrested.
They got it to stay on because they contemplated so long and so hard.
All right, there's your overtones for the night. Thanks for listening.
Let's get back to live music with Jay Marsden in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Joe, this next song is called Bloop. And is this a song about blue dog poop? I'm asking for Jimmy K.
Jimmy knows all about dog poop.
I know lots of things about dog poop.
No dog poop in this song. Titled Bloop, just because I thought it was funny, because it's a loop and it's in B minor, so bloop just kind of came naturally.
Clever.
So I thought it was kind of fun. It was cute.
Cute. Let's check it out. It's Jay Marston live in the Devil's Lair, Max Inc. Radio. Love it. Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Jay Marston. Dude, that was a cool loop, man. That sounded really cool.
Thanks, man. That's a fun one.
It, you know, it's like
My brain is melted.
It's trippy. It was it was just trippy. I like that. So 608-286.
Where are we, Jimmy?
What happened?
Speaking of tripping, 608-286-2992. Brocker's coming up after 10 o'clock with Max Inc. Heavy, Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. Looking forward to that, Rocker.
That is going to be a lot of fun, Jimmy. I'm looking forward to operating the new Devil's Lair for Max Inc. Heavy. Joe, thank you so much for taking the time to come in and play for us tonight and be our first victim in the brand new Devil's Lair. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I like how you consider me a victim.
Well, you know, these first nights, you know, after hooking everything up, you know, you don't know if we got all the bugs out, you know?
Sure.
You know, but, you know. It's a learning process.
Well, it's sounding amazing so far for me anyway, so thank you guys so much for having me.
Now, we do have time for one more song tonight, and we're hoping you have one in your back pocket. Tell us the song that's in your back pocket.
I'm going to play a song for you that is going to be off the new album. It's another one I have played for a little while live, but it's going to be really sweet on the album. It's got an amazing extended intro and outro on the album. I'm going to do it sans that and kind of keep it raw this time. The song's called American Dream.
Awesome. And if you've really enjoyed the music tonight, you can get the podcast on Monday. You can listen to the rebroadcast tonight at midnight and tomorrow at 6 p.m. and Sunday night at midnight. We Are Local Music. It's Jay Marston live in the Devil's Lair.
From this American dream, it has become quite a nightmare. It seems to think that we could live like we were all kings and queens. Did freedom really grant such indulgent fantasies? Don't count no more sheep, for it's time to wake. The clock is ticking faster as they take and take. The lies cannot stop it from melting all the way. Some people say we should have luck. Others only pray until we're finally.
Jay Marston. That's awesome. Dude, I cannot wait to hear the new album when it drops.
I can't wait to share it with you guys.
When do you think it's going to be?
Oh man, it's been such a cumbersome process just with finding time and then it taking much longer every time than the timeline milestones I set. But we are starting mixing. Mixing should take about a month and a half ish. I'm planning on releasing our single as soon as we're like ready with that, and that'll help me start planning for the final release. I want to release in July. That's my goal, but it just depends if the stars align for, you know, you got to get all the right things in process for the marketing right. And PR and everything, and it all takes a certain precedent, and in order to do it right, and I really want to do it right this time. So I might delay it a little bit, but my goal is mid, late summer.
You know, Ty was in here earlier talking about the Lords of the Trident's new CD, and one thing we all know about Ty, he loves a big sloppy spreadsheet. Excel spreadsheet. He tracks everything. Are you like that?
He does. Yeah, I do. My day job, I'm a project manager, so it's my
perfect
profession. So I have a Gantt chart and everything. So
well, that's perfect because I just looked at the calendar here, and we got July 16th open. So I'm going to give you a deadline of July 16th.
Like we were 16th. Talking about earlier, right?
And then we'll premiere the song right here on Max Inc. Radio. So now you know the date. So
perfect.
You know, make it happen. Put it on our desk. We're ready to go.
Rock on.
Awesome. Dude, I'm so happy to see you. So happy to hear the voice, hear the new songs and everything. And yeah, it's awesome.
Likewise, it's incredible to see you guys, especially after, you know, COVID and the disruptions of our local music scene that we all know and love and would see each other out so often.
Yeah,
you
right.
know? So it's great. Thank you guys so much for having me. It's amazing.
Thank you. Rocker, we got about a minute here before we go to the break. You got Max Inc. Heavy coming up.
I do, Jimmy. And let me just tell you a little teaser about Bombastica 2022. That's going to be Max Inc.'s 26th birthday party happening at the Dark Horse Art Bar on May 7th. We're going to have three bands, Seven Seasons Deep, Iron Plow, and Cold Black River.
Awesome.
Plus a Max Inc. art gallery and showing of old issues of the paper. It's going to be a lot of fun, and you know there'll be plenty of Rocker vodka and whiskey, and all kinds of good fun, Jimmy.
And we might try to squeak out a live broadcast from the Dark Horse.
Oh, we're going to be interviewing probably a couple people there and talking to people, calling in to the show because it'll be happening right along with the show, 6 p.m. to midnight.
All right. 608-286-2992. Call Rocker up during Max Inc. Heavy and tell him what you want to thrash to. Joe, thank you once again to you. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, guys. Love you, guys.
Real quick, where can people get your music from? Find you online one more time.
jmarsdenmusic.com, iTunes, that other streaming platform we all don't want to talk about, and everywhere else online, jmarsdenmusic.
There it is. Max Inc. Heavy's next. Max Inc. Radio and Double Radio 92.7.